8:40 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 59 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Good morning to our AM 1340 listeners. You can join us on Facebook Live for their Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. Our guest this morning, Nick Radovanovich. I see I can always say it's it, easy. And then I get put on the spot, and it just...
No worries. You're not the first one to mispronounce it.
Radovanovich. I really like the name, though. It's just a practice in saying it.
Well, Nick would be easier for
Okay, Nick. So. That's just N-I-K. You even eliminated an extra letter there to make it simple.
Yeah, well, it's short for Nikolai. And it's Monday, after all, so single-syllable words are...
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Or in order, yeah.
Easy
well,
to digest.
Your sensitivity and understanding.
Well, we're here, sure. Nick, to talk about development, specifically development that is on the horizon for the city of Rock Hill and York County called Kettlesong. And we'll kind of let you just kind of bring us up to speed in case folks have not been following the details of this development too closely. Kind of give us some background if you can, and then we'll push it forward after that.
Sure. Kettlesong is a master plan mixed-use community. That's a kind of a clinical description of it. But it accurately describes what Kettlesong is, and it's approximately 532 acres, about a mile south of Exit 73 off of I-77, and it includes Pine Top Golf Course and surrounding land. So
when we talk about this property, what are we talking about? Are we going to keep the golf course? We're going to have businesses, schools, shopping centers, athletic fields. What does that area look like?
Yes, to all of them.
All of the above.
Yeah, we're going to do all those things. So key to an understanding around Kettlesong is mixed use. And typically what you'll find and zoning is present zoning writ large, not only locally but nationally, is based on land use. What we're trying to do is rather than segregate uses, we're bringing all those uses into Kettlesong. So what that means for someone who's living there or in some of the surrounding area would be that that shopping store, the church, place of employment, school, all of that is within walking distance. All of that is – all those goods and services are easily accessible in a community like Kettlesong.
So live, work, and play community that we see sort of up the road in Baxter Village.
We often point to Baxter Village. We're standing on the shoulders of those folks. Mm-hmm. And we also bring in Kingsley to create a fuller picture. Of course, Kettlesong would be all on one side of the road. Unlike Kingsley and Baxter, you wouldn't want to cross 160 on any day.
No.
So we recognize that traffic and congestion is oftentimes the thing that people associate with a Baxter because 160 is right there on their doorstep. Mm-hmm. And we suspect that was one of the things that happened because there wasn't a plan in place for future growth. So we talk all the time about a small area plan and how that ties into Kettlesong as a development.
Well, it's interesting because Baxter is actually York County. It's like outside mm-hmm. of – it's in the township basically. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Kingsley, which has been annexed by the town of Fort Mill. So you've got two examples, again, that you can use in terms of the decision-making process with going forward, how this particular mixed-use plan is going to be part of a municipality or be part of the York County. What is your goal going forward?
So you said the word annexation, and it is a piece to this development puzzle, but it's just a piece. And we like to think of it as a means to an end, and it gets us to a small area plan. Without annexation, not only do we not have utility service and we don't have a development, but we don't have a small area plan, which is really key to an understanding about Kettlesong. You don't want to think of Kettlesong. We don't think of Kettlesong as being separate and apart from the local community. We want engagement from all the local folks. In fact, this Thursday, the 30th, here in September, we're having a town hall meeting at Rock Hill Brewery Company. Off of Caldwell, it's 121 Caldwell Road. That'll be between 6 and 8 o'clock this Thursday. And it's a open invitation. We encourage everyone who's in and around the southeast part of the county to be in attendance there and to be engaged in this conversation and to take the lead, actually.
So currently, right now, this area is in the county. You all will be looking to hopefully get in the city.
That's correct.
In a roundabout way. Yeah. And that, again, opens up for utilities and other.
And it's important to understand that this annexation has been initiated by myself and my partner, Craig Crace. The city is helping with that annexation. So
it seems that everyone loves the idea. It's just the details.
Details are indeed part of the challenge. Yeah. So we're working through that right now.
So Nick, you mentioned again Baxter Village, using that somewhat as a template to move forward with this development. Those things could change, especially with the traffic in that area. What you have learned from Baxter, what to do and what not to do, what can they expect here once this development gets off the ground? Again, we don't ever speak in absolutes because, you know, things can change. We've seen that in the last year. But what is your hope in that area? Because it is pretty rural right now, that area. Are people that are going to live there going to see it turn into a Baxter?
Well, and you've got a lot of questions wrapped up in that one thing. So people are legitimately concerned about traffic. And so when we talk about a community like a Kettle Song and it being a walkable environment means that you're less reliant on your car. You don't have to get in your car to go to the store. You don't have to get in the car to go to school or to church or to your place of employment. So what that means is there are less cars on the road. So the idea here is to become less reliant on cars. And you know, it's typically the case in most subdivisions where you've got a segregated use, residential use, but the store is outside of that subdivision. So is all the other places I've just mentioned. So you're in your car a lot. That wouldn't happen at a Kettle Song.
Why do you feel the need is there?
Oh, gosh. Look around you. It's called sprawl. That's the other really important word to keep in mind. Again, with zoning the way it occurs now and segregation of uses, you're having to get in your car, which means more roads, more services and utilities that are extended out far beyond the city center. So what we're trying to do is make that a more compact development so infrastructure costs are down and you're not having to spend quite as much money on those roads and facilities.
So you know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of how you manage it as this land is developed.
It is absolutely going to happen. And you're, again, the key word there is manage, smart growth. Mm-hmm. Smart growth is about mix of uses, which effectively allows us to create easy accessibility to goods and services and compact development, which in turn allows us to conserve and preserve natural resources in and around the area, which, as you correctly pointed out, is rural in character. We want to maintain that rural character so that the folks that already live there can continue to do the things they love to do. So,
Nick, what's the meaning behind the name Kettle Song, and how did that come about for that area, and is that what it will be called, or will it change topics or change titles whenever it's...
Well, I hope it doesn't change because we spent a lot of time thinking about what we were going to call this development. And so Kettle is typically what we associate with a gathering of people. People gather around the kettle. And so at its heart, Kettle Song is about bringing people together. We don't...
And sing songs.
And sing songs. yeah, indeed. And the song part of this...
Yeah, catch on fast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the song part of this, and we're getting to the musical aspect of this, is...
Right on cue.
Has to do with the state bird, which is a wren.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
And it's said that if you've had enough to drink, you can hear the birds say and have a song that sounds something like tea kettle, tea kettle, tea kettle.
Aw, that's cool.
And so you can maybe put those pieces together and come up with Kettle Song.
Well, that's very interesting. Yeah. It speaks more volume to that, and it's got a cool story instead of just being like, well, this is what...
Yeah.
A bunch of folks in a boardroom said that should be the name of the development. It's got a good story behind it. People like storytelling
story.
For sure.
Indeed, yeah.
Fascinating, Nick. All right. Well, when do we see movement out there, or already starting to see movement? What's the timeline on this development?
So we anticipate towards the end of the year, early next year, we'll begin clearing. Actually, but perhaps before that, YPA, York mm-hmm. Preparatory Academy, is going to be the first building built there, and they're scheduled to begin clearing sometime in October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll pay close attention to it. Again, Nick, thank you so much. You're the partner and co-founder of Indigo Rush.
With Craig Kreis.
Yeah, there you
go. Don't want to forget.
Yeah, we don't want to forget Craig as well. All right. Well, Nick, thanks so much for the update, and we'll pay close attention to how this goes along. And don't forget, this Thursday, September the 30th, Rock Hill Brewing Company, 6 to 8. Come on out. If you've got questions about that development, or if you live in that area, you just want to talk directly to the folks behind the project. That's always key for sure.